Hello, can you hear me? Okay. Can you see me now? Yeah, good afternoon. It is a privilege to be here this afternoon. Exactly. Okay, thank you so much. Let me start by appreciating you for taking me here this afternoon. And then I greet my respected colleagues. Good afternoon to you all. Can you hear me? Hello? Yeah. Okay, my name is Gafari Abiodun Lukuman, so popularly called Luke Gaff. So I'm happy to discuss one of, powerful scholarship in Africa to you this afternoon, which is AIM Scholarship. So I know my friend Ademola just, delivered his lecture regarding Canada. So and he's very sure that majority of us may not be interested in listening to, because this is African scholarship. So if I should take survey of each and every one of us there, or let me say I give you questionnaire to fill that which country, do we wish to go for our scholarship? Majority of us will be picking London, UK, Canada as well. So I don't think I can see just 1% of the population there that will choose Africa. So, but I would like to correct that impression, reason being this. But I don't know, majority of us that know me very well, I used to oppose this that, someone who has not been to another person's house thinks his sister is the best cook. I don't think if you understand what I just said now. Can you hear me? Someone who has not been to another person's house believes or thinks her sister is the best cook. You know, during our childhood, if our sister prepared jollof rice, then permit me to say this in Yoruba, we may be saying, ah, Aunty Sola mu je se gan. Are you getting that now? So, but when we get to other people's house, when we visit other people's house, then we will, even some of us will be, whispering that, and this alone, just you can come. Are you getting that now? So, from where I'm going to start the program. So don't let us, underrate Africa. So because I don't know where they call us, we Nigerian, the big brother of Africa. Maybe can someone tell me why? Because I've seen we are not big brother in Africa. So maybe in terms of corruption. So you know what makes a good country, the infrastructure, the economy, and the lives. Are you getting that now? All of these, they are not in Nigeria, but they are in the world, in lot of these countries. So are you getting that now? So because the time is not on our side, so I would like to continue now. So AIM Scholarship, first of all, the following is the outline of my lecture. I will start by giving the history of the scholarship AIMS, and then the centers, where the AIM Scholarship is being held, in Africa. Then the programs they offer, then the benefits of the scholarship. So the requirement, selection criteria, then some important things to note if you wish to be selected by the jury. And then if I have time permit us, because Scholar Kenny said he's giving me just 15 minutes, then I will try and explain some other ways you can secure scholarship in South Africa, because I know not all of us are science students that can apply for AIMS scholarship. But there are some scholarships you can still apply for in South Africa. So if time permits us, we go into that. So let me start by saying that AIMS, I mean the full meaning of AIMS is African Institute for Mathematical Science. So, and it was founded in 2003 by a South African physicist known as Professor Neil Turok. Can you hear me, please? Are you following me? Yeah. So it is a non-governmental organization, I mean AIMS, so with funding from developed countries. And the operation began in South Africa in the year 2012. And then they only award just a diploma degree in mathematical science. But now, as of today's 2019, now they have different programs in all their centers in Africa. So they have six centers across Africa, as you can see in page three now. So these are the six centers we have in across Africa countries. Now the one is the South Africa, I mean the best of all. So majority of the applicants, they wish to select the South Africa. Why? Because you know, South Africa, I mean, is different entirely from other countries. Are you getting that now? So then we have another one in Ghana. Can you hear me, please? Yeah. So another one is in Ghana. Then we have another one in Cameroon, which happens to be the western parts of the Africa. Then we have in Tanzania, Senegal, and Rwanda. So Rwanda again is one of the newest centers in South Africa. So let me ask us now, I mean, we can't find any of the centers in Nigeria. Why? Because, you know, because of our problems now. I don't know the reason, maybe because of corruption, I don't know. So may God assist us in the country. So on page four now, so some of the programs AIMS offer, you know, I told you in 2012, they started with just diploma in mathematics, in mathematical science. But as of today, they offer three programs. So now one is what? Is the normal master's degree. So which, I mean, entails a rigorous coursework and research master's. Are you getting that now? So there are some of the coursework we are going to do. So they define, I mean, scholars in batches, depending on their areas. Are you getting that now? So if you want to choose pure applied mathematics, then you'll be offering, I mean, courses, modules, so which is applicable to pure mathematics. Then if you want to, I mean, if you are in applied mathematics, there are some of modules that is what? That is in line with your area too. So the program is available at all the three centers. So whether you go to South Africa or Senegal or any of the West African countries. So the second program is the cooperative masters. So it requires, okay, before I forget, the first program, which is the master program, I mean, is just for a year. I mean, the period of the program is just 1 year. But as for the cooperative masters, it comprises of the coursework, I mean, the IT, the one we used to do, I mean, in our country as well. Then at the end of the year, then you are going to do research work too. But now the program is just in Rwanda, Senegal, Cameroon, as you can see. And the duration is in 10 months. Then we still have master in machine learning. Some of us who know, I mean, machine learning is one of the newest area in mathematics. So then there is this program in at only Rwanda and Senegal Center, and it is 1 year program as well. Now to the next page. I think which is the benefit of the scholarship. That's page 6. So I mean, AIMS scholarship and African scholarship, I mean, is an absolutely free scholarship. Are you getting that? Now, you don't have to pay for the course fees. So then you don't have to pay for your food. Even they are going to wash your clothes. So actually, I'm not studying at AIMS now, but I mean, my university is University of KwaZulu-Natal. But this last year, June, I was opportune to spend 2 weeks research stay at the center. But I was so happy when I saw the way they treat their students. Even when you are just going, especially in South Africa, I don't know much about other centers. So if you have opportunity to be admitted, I mean, in South Africa, you are going, so just go with your head alone. Are you getting that now? Because they will provide you, I mean, with free foods. Even they will wash your clothes. Are you getting that now? They will wash your clothes. They will give you everything you need. Are you getting that now? So it's covered full tuition free. I mean, full tuition. So, you know, in Nigeria pay, I mean, one of the least or minimum tuition free in the world. In my university, when I was doing my master's program, I pay, I mean, for the session, almost 30,000 rand. And the rand now, I mean, is 25 naira to a rand. A rand is 25 naira. Do we have any mathematician here? What will be 30,000 rand in naira? Any mathematician here? 30,000 rand in naira. 750,000 naira. I don't think, even if you go to Covenant Universities, which is private university, to do your masters, you may not pay that all the amount. Just to tell you that if they sell, they give you full bursary, I mean, to cover your tuition fee. So it means they've given you, I mean, an huge money. If you check there, it's simple that they give you full burden, which comprises of your accommodation and meal. And if you see that, some of you may be wondering, maybe I made mistake. You know, I wrote 1-1-1-1-1 meals. I did not make any mistake. The reason why I do that, I mean, is that when you eat in the morning, I mean, there are some of the times that is allocated for tea break. So really, you just go there and your tea break, I mean, I'm sorry to say this, is like when you are taking a meal in Nigeria. Are you getting that now? So, I mean, you eat. So, most especially, I mean, some of us that we don't like, I mean, some of the foreign food, we find it difficult to do. So then they still take care of your return tickets. Are you getting that now? Then there is free medical care. There are modern facilities. You have free Wi-Fi. You don't need to be begging glow. I mean, to be, searching for cheats. You know, some of us now, we find it difficult to browse with our laptop, with our system, because even some of us, we've canceled automatic updates because of the fact that the 1 gig we bought at the rate of 1,000 naira may go at any point in time. So when you, I mean, when you offer the scholarship, one of the benefits is that you'll be given free modern facilities. Then apart from the fact that all these things are free, then they employed, I mean, some resource person abroad. Then you'll be taught by, I mean, foreign professors and some of your tutors now. I mean, they will teach you freely. You know, in most of the universities in Nigeria now, there is no room for tutorials. So the one that we used to participate in when we were doing our undergraduates are those organized by the departmental organizations. But here, they are the one to organize one for you. Some of the, I mean, intelligent professors will take the tutorial too. Because of the time, so we move to the next page now. So page 7. So the requirement is very simple. Are you getting that now? So if you hold a master's in any of the mathematical science, whether in mathematics, computer science, physics, chemistry, or any of the engineering course, so you can apply. And you can still apply even when you are having an on degree, I mean unfinished degree. Maybe you are in 400 level, you can apply for the program. Then applicant record, you must demonstrate that you have strong aptitude in mathematics, because they are going to check your transcript. You just need to submit your transcript and certificate, and just your CV and the recommendation letter. Can you hear me, please? Yeah. So though the recommendation letter is just the e-reference, because they will ask you to provide the email of your professors or your associate professors, and they will ask them to send their recommendation on your behalf. So what is the selection criteria now in page 8? So according to the AIMS website, the applicant must demonstrate a high degree of motivation. Even all these scholarship pursuit, I mean the conference you attend now, you can put there. All your leadership skills when you during your NYC days and or any of your leadership skills, you put there in the essay. Then if you have a master degree certificate, it is a plus point for you. Are you getting that now? I mean, some of us that have written TOEFL or IELTS, then you can put there that you've written that too, because you'll be given, I mean, an additional mark if you are proficient in either English or French. So now, important things to note. The application is now on, because usually it starts from December 1st, I mean, till the end of March every year. As you can see from the screen now, that's the application link. Then you prepare to write, I mean, an essay of about 500 characters. I don't mean 500 words. So I mean 500 characters. We all know the difference. Then you have to answer questions in leadership skills and other skills. I think I've made mention of that earlier. Then it is advisable for you to submit your application as early as possible. Some of us may be saying, okay, maybe they've said 31st of March is the deadline of the application. I can submit in 30th of March now. Yeah, you may submit. But let me tell you that the application is first come, first serve. Are you getting that now? So please try and apply as early as possible. Like I said, the student of mathematics, physics, computer science, statistics, even economics, and other related courses can apply to. So like I said earlier also, let your professor, I mean, use their institutional email. What I mean by that, if you are using Professor XYZ, let him use XYZ at maybe funab.edu.ng, so that they know that the professor is the one sending the email. So if we have some of us or some of our brothers who are in the final year, then they can apply with their words, unfinished degrees. What they need to do is to just what? To upload their transcripts. So, and if you are opportune to be selected, you will get their acceptance email in May. So, if you choose South Africa, and perhaps you are not given a place in South Africa, they may consider you at any of the AIMS centers too. Are you getting that now? So because of the time, I think that's clear. Let me quickly explain some of the South African scholarship we have. In South Africa, there are some universities that offer full scholarship. There are some that offer partial scholarship, and there are some with just tuition free scholarship. What I would just advise you, and I know my colleagues will have done that earlier, is that irrespective of any scholarship you were given, so whether it is partial scholarship, I mean, whether it is just free tuition, and you are able, I mean, you are able to finance the scholarship, please do. The reason is that once you step out from Nigeria, there are, I mean, free opportunities. I mean, you'll be hoping to free so many opportunities. So you can take it as stepping stones. So as for the tuition fee now, majority of the South African university, once you are a master's by research student or PhD student, they give you free tuition scholarship. And then you can still what? You can still finance your study by applying for some of the teaching assistantship in the department. So some of them, they give you, I mean, money for taking their student tutorial. They even give you payslip. Apart from the fact that that money will sustain your living there, then it will still add to your CV. So, I mean, if you want to do this, just search for any of the universities in South Africa. We have University of Witwatersrand, University of Pretoria, University of KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, University of Technology. Just search for these universities. I mean, go to your department. Ensure that you secure a supervisor. Once you are able to secure a supervisor, my brother, 80% you are admitted here. So, and once you are admitted, master's is just 1 year in South Africa. Or let me say at least 1 year, 2 semesters. And your PhD, you can finish within 2 years. It is at least 4 semesters. We have some of colleagues that finish their PhD in less than 2 years because they will give you. So they are not after, some professors in Nigeria, I'm sorry to say this, they'll be saying, I did my PhD for 10 years. So do you think you can do your own in 4 years? So they are not like that here. Yeah. So once you do what is expected of you to do, so they are going to what? They are going to give you. So just approach them, request for supervision. Then once, I mean, you get a supervisor and you apply, you'll be given tuition free scholarship. And when you get to the department, you can apply for tutorial, so or assistantship in terms of marking or supervision. So like I said earlier, apart from the fact that you are going to get some change for your living expenses, then that's going to add to your CV that you've taught in foreign universities. So because of the time, I think I've spent more than 15 minutes allocated to me. So I would like to take a question and answer if there is any. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Good afternoon. Okay. 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 Yeah, thanks for the question. Like I said earlier, even if you are not a social sciences student, but your course is, I mean, mathematics related, you can apply as well. As an economist, you can apply. And we have some of the colleagues who studied economics during their undergraduate. They are in some of the AIMS program. Like I said, you know, there are different types of program there. I mean, apart from the fact that we have master's program, you can apply for master's cooperative. Are you getting that now? So you can apply for that. And you know, the one of the advantage of studying, I mean, in some of the foreign universities is this. They don't, I mean, reckon with your degree per se. They just check your transcript. Are you getting that? Now, you know, as an economist, you study some of the mathematics courses in your undergraduate. They just check, I mean, with their requirements. Okay, maybe you've done this. For example, you've done calculus. Will you be able to cope? Are you getting that? Now, once they've seen that, I mean, you have some good grades in one or two of the mathematics modules you took during your undergraduate, then they admit you. You can apply as an economist. And one of the advantage of AIMS scholarship is that you don't need your TOEFL, you don't need GRE. Are you getting that now? Even let me still tell you this, that you may apply if you've not gotten your international passport. Yes, I confirm that. If you've not gotten your one of the scholarships, you can apply without your international passport. And that does not mean you will not, if you are selected, you have to apply for the international passport, maybe if you are, when you are traveling. Are you getting that now? Some of us, when you are applying, I mean, when you are taking some of the aid center in western part of the Africa, then you can take what? You can take them if you don't have your international passport. You can, there is an option to select that you don't have. And when you are selected or when you are accepted, you can go and take it. In essence, you don't need your GRE. But if you have, you can submit, it will be a plus point for you. So I think I've answered the question, sir. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, thanks for your question. There are many. Are you getting that now? So especially, I mean, the most scholarship, I mean, majority of us used to apply, which is KEFAT, University of Petroleum and Minerals. So though they just released a memo now, that once they allow you to apply without GRE or TOEFL or IELTS, and you've been selected, before they can send you your visa, you have to provide those test scores. So if you are trying to apply to any of the Saudi universities, one of my advice for us is that if you have money, please try and do those tests. Are you getting that now? Because it will give you opportunity to apply to many of their universities, and it will not give you restrictions. Because some university ones, they just know that you don't submit any of the tests. Even if you have 5 or 5 CGPA, they will reject their application. Are you getting that now? So, but as for KEFAT, KFUPM, you can apply even without the TOEFL, without IETS or GRE. Are you getting that now? But before they can issue you your visa, at times, I mean, last year and 2 years ago, they even used to give you visa and give you the opportunity of submitting the test when you get to the kingdom. But now we have many students who are yet to get visa. Are you getting that now? So they do some restriction that even if you are accepted, before they can give you your visa to apply for visa, your student visa, you have to provide the test. So in essence, you can apply to KEFAT, University of Petroleum and Minerals, and I think the application just closed 3 days ago. Then you can still look forward to the next pool of application in August. So they accept students 2 times in a year, and that's the advantage. And you can apply without GRE, without TOEFL or IELTS. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the question. I think, let me state categorically here that some of the universities, they don't accept female. Like, for example, now KFUPM, now though they want to start accepting female students, so like KFUPM now, they accept male students, male applicants. But we had, I mean, towards the closing of 2018, that they want to start accepting. Can you hear me? Hello?